Hello again, listeners and subscribers. Welcome to the podcast. With you as always, I'm Top Toes.
And I am Annie, and you are listening to the Oh Those Toes podcast.
And we are continuing Giantess Month, but two issues with that. One, we started in May and now it's June. And two, our guest is not a giantess at all, but a giant. With us tonight, the virtual studio is... On the internet, huge admirer, and we know him as John. How you doing, John?
I am doing wonderful, and I could be a giantess. I look good in a dress. So.
Strong words from a big guy.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, okay, look, we called it giantess. Well, we changed it. We changed it to macrophilia month.
Macrophilia month still makes sense, and it's much more alliterative. But yes. We also started in May and continued through June because we didn't pick a month to do it.
You know, we're not going calendar month. We're just going to go fucking week to week, and it'll be 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks, whenever the hell we're done, we're done. Okay, just enjoy it. Enjoy it.
If you're a subscriber and have been here through the past 33 weeks, you know, we just do what the fuck we want.
Well, I feel like a leftover. I feel like I was left out of May now, so I'm very hurt.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, John, let me change your frame of thought here. Here's what we did.
It's Macrophilia May.
Wait. Yeah. We're done with May, with Giantess month in May, and now we're starting June with Giant month.
Giant week.
So you are our very first guest, John.
Wow. The excitement and the love I'm feeling here.
We're calling it John June.
Yeah.
You didn't know you were doing three more episodes with us, did you?
That's right.
I was unaware.
Well,
so this is the time when we back ourselves up and allow you to talk about yourself for a bit. Take advantage. We don't do it often.
I am just a dork who found myself in this community by accident, really. I always knew I was liking it. And then as a kid and everything, never heard the word macro. Didn't know what that was. Started playing online and that kind of stuff. I heard audio recording by Gigantic Beast. And then I don't know who talked to me, but I started chatting with people on Discord. And okay, go ahead.
Well, I was going to say, how young were you when you realized that you liked this? Not so much that it was sexualized, but that you liked it.
I remember being in like fifth grade and making drawings and that kind of stuff. Yeah, I was young.
And how old were you when it evolved into a more sexual thing?
Believe it or not, maybe the last 4 years.
Oh, okay.
Well,
you mentioned Discord, and I think that's only about a three-year-old app, or I'm just an old man. A little both.
Well, I'm old. I just turned 50, so I'm old.
That's right. You know what? Happy birthday to you both. Both of you happened to share a birthday, which I thought was super cool.
That is crazy. And similar years. Wow.
we're gonna call it in that range, you know.
Yeah. Same birthday in the same generation, definitely.
Yeah, go Gen X.
Yes. I don't get to have too many Xers as guests. We end up with the new term that just popped on the internet in the last week is geriatric millennial. And that's actually exactly the age category that any fits in. And it's the worst name for a generation ever.
What? I was about to say, you know, I'm a millennial, right?
Right. But you're at the top end of the millennial that still understands the Xers, not the little whiny millennials who got trophies for everything in high school. So now they have dubbed you geriatric millennials.
Wow.
Yes,
and
I
insulted half of our audience. And
that's fine.
No, I apologize for nothing. You're the one who needs to hear us.
But, you know, please know that, you know, while we are, we don't kink shame, we apparently are this totally age kinkless. Shaming.
Is it really shaming? No, I mean,
it's some well-intentioned poking of fun.
Exactly.
You know, I love bringing the millennials and eventually bringing the xenials once they're over 18, because they are eager to learn and you know, let them engross themselves in our culture and our kink society. Absolutely.
You know, my kids are more like, they're a lot like, I mean, they're not like your typical, what do they call them? Zoomers? I think
Zoomers or Xenials.
Yeah. And they listen to 70s, 80s, 90s music. And yes, they're all techie and shit. But I think at their core, like, I've just kind of raised a couple of old souls. So, but that's how I am, though. Even when I was. Yeah. I mean, now my age matches.
When I learned you were younger than me, not appearance-wise, but just personality-wise, I was, you know, it didn't click with me.
You were shocked and disappointed?
I haven't grown up yet, so.
Oh, well, yeah. But I think that's all Xers. That's, yeah. You know, and I said, so you get millennials entering politics, and I'm like, shit, we just, like, slept through our time to be in charge.
No, we didn't. There was about 4 years in the early 90s we cared, and then we saw it was all caring for nothing, and then we just gave up.
Right, and we just went back to listen to our 70s punk records, and you know.
And then we're like, ooh, what's this thing, grunge?
That's our generation. We are punk to grunge.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep, that's me. So,
that's you guys. You guys are old.
Oh, yeah. I sit here in torn jeans and a Misfits t-shirt.
Did you?
I don't know if she's a listener, but shout out to Ashley, who's a huge Misfits fan now.
Did you see Riot Fest next year in Chicago? The Misfits are going to play.
Yes, and with Jerry Only and Glenn Danzig on the same stage.
Yeah, that's crazy. All right.
Well, all right. So we do this a lot, but you know, they just goes
but
to
John
tell you
gets
that we
on
can
by being huge. So let's
okay.
Let's go back to that.
Okay, so let's go back to that. So, anyways, I'm on Discord. I'm chatting with a bunch of people, somebody named Biss or Jardrop or whatever. He is an incredible artist, and he drew something and he sent it to me. And it was over a story, you know, like kind of a role play we were doing. And I go, God, that's awesome. And it hit me in the right space, except I have about as much talent as the pen or the glass of water I'm looking at. And I'm like, God, I would love to tell stories and that kind of stuff. So I started writing stories about it and everything. But I really wanted it, something more, you know? I just wanted, I'm more of a visual person than a word person. And then I eventually met on Discord. I don't even remember how I met him. It was in August of 2018. A guy who goes under the handle Tasty Tiny, and he was doing 3D renderings, and he did one for me. I'm like, that is so cool. That's incredible. God, I wish I had the talent to do that. And he showed me how to do it. And still to this day, I'm not near as good as he is, but mine tells stories better than his does. So.
Well, I got to tell you, I mean, anyone and everyone should go check out your page because you have got the neatest stuff on your page. Like I actually thought someone was doing these for you in the beginning when I first came across your page, because that's me, right? I don't do any of that stuff because I'm not talented that way. So I thought somebody was doing all these different renderings of you. But it's not, it's you. You're just that talented. So when you started to say that you weren't talented, I almost cut you off and was like, wait a second. Yes, you are.
you are talented, but I understand. I remember the fetish scene on, before it hit Instagram, it was for a little while, it was on DeviantArt of all places. It was cool because you got people doing stuff in a lot of different mediums, really talented people.
Right. And people still do it. Yeah.
But there was a lot of, especially in the fetish realm of any sort, any stripe, there was a lot of people starting into those early days of the 3D renders like you do, using some of basically video game engine to create stills. And then, you know, I think even before that, the predecessor that people would create situations in the game The Sims and actually like screenshot.
Wow.
Yeah.
Then there became Second Life. I don't know if you remember that.
Yeah, I do remember.
That game was I never fell down that rabbit hole, thankfully, because I know people who went down the rabbit hole never came out. But
they're still there.
Second Life was, you know, it's a 3D rendered video game engine without any plot mechanics on the backside. Everybody's a player character. There is no NPC. And yeah, it's a rabbit hole.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that in the way that you love going down rabbit holes. No.
No. No, I can't do that.
Second Life caused divorces.
And wow. You know what? I love video games. I mean, I'm showing my Gen X side. I would much rather play Dig Dug or Ms. Pac-Man than Call of Duty. Burger Time was my favorite, but yeah.
Well, the key, you know, whether you smoked or not in the 90s, is Earthworm Jim.
Oh, that cartoon was awesome.
I don't know that one.
It was a video game with absolutely no logical plot whatsoever, and you were an earthworm.
Right, and then they made a cartoon of it.
You were baked out of your mind.
And the cartoon was the same.
I did play Dig Dug. I did play, actually, all the games in Atari. Like, Pitfall was, like, the very first video game I ever played.
Oh, yeah, I remember running through the pitfall backwards, because it was the way to beat the game faster.
Yeah.
What? Oh, yeah, God,
If you went counterclockwise instead of clockwise, you destroyed the game.
Oh, God, okay. You know what? Let's get back to John.
Let's get back to John.
But giants and video games worked very well together.
Exactly, like VR now. I bought, I was a victim of the Tumblr purge when they went all PG-13.
Oh, yeah, so was I.
Yeah, we're all doing that now on Instagram. That's what's happening to us right now.
Well, and
Tumblr just said, no, we're just going to give a hard no and just wipe everything at once. It was...
Right, it's
The purge was literal. It was the Death Star blowing up Alderaan.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, it was horrible. And then now, I mean, Instagram and Facebook is doing the whole I can censor you, but not you, and screw that. So Twitter is like the last bastion of the dirty.
Tumblr used to be the Wild West, no rules.
Oh, there were none.
And you know, Tumblr, you really curate what you're looking at. You know, it's one of the few that you only see what you've subscribed to. You do not see suggested posts. Maybe you see something that somebody else that you follow liked or something like that.
Right. And that's how you found Tumblr
one day, and a German Shepherd's getting a blowjob, and I'm like, this really is the Wild West, the last bastion of the no rules internet.
Like a real one or a furry?
No, like legit, there's some freaking bestiality.
Oh,
see,
yeah, no, I wasn't. I'm not saying I was cool with it. It just
Just saying it popped up. Yeah, I gotcha.
Yeah. Like, wow, this really is the Wild West.
You know, we've talked about not kink shaming, right? Except unless it's non-consensual, and I feel like animals
non-consensual underage,
two or more consenting adults.
Yes,
and the German Shepherd is neither consenting nor an adult.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there are standards of adult and dogs, but not consenting.
See, well, and so then I would, you know, if actually, there were no, some I'll urges there.
Was a German humping his face?
I think it was still, so I couldn't tell you.
Okay, this is going a dark path.
It's I'm okay with anything between one or more consenting adults. There we go. That covers my philosophy on sex.
All right. Well, okay. So in addition to the art that you do, you do have a giant fetish, right?
Yes.
But yours is, do you also like giants and giantesses, like people that are bigger and you're smaller, or are you always the big guy?
It depends on my mood. I usually tend to lean towards always wanting to be the big.
But you can size switch and right. coin that term.
Right.
Yeah. What is term. The term? What you would be heard that term?
It here first. Size switch is now the term.
You know, it could be. We don't know shit about this, so it could be like a term that everybody uses all the time. But it's our first time, so we're like, we did it.
Yeah, you might as well use versatile. It works for everything.
We invented YouTube as well, right?
Right. Yeah. Yes. We invented YouTube and and YouTube cameras. Yeah. Okay. No, but okay. So you can, let's call it a switch. Like you can switch from being the big person and the little person, or
yeah,
no, that's
yeah.
not.
I think it's the definition of switch because John, please correct me if I'm wrong, but in the macrophilia realm, the giantess is always the dom and the tiny is always the sub.
Not necessarily.
Okay. Oh, so there could be switching and switching.
Explain that to us a little bit.
What's the best way to explain? You can be powerful, you can be strong, but you don't have to be dominant. I've even for somebody where the guy wanted to be huge and he said, I want to carry around my giant or my tiny daddy.
So you can have the Gulliver's Travel type fantasy.
Right.
Where the dominant side is the tiny.
Right. You can. With weird things, I'm more into the growth and the size difference and the just caring about somebody else. And I'm not into the war. I'm not into the violence. I'm not into the, I'm going to crush this car. Boom, boom, boom.
Okay.
So you've got sort of a daddy dom thing going on there.
Yeah, I'm a protector.
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so then it's safe to say that you're, we can say that you're bisexual.
Yes.
In your real life.
Yes.
In your everyday life. And your partners or... is that something that's necessary for you to have a partner? Like they have to be in this.
I would like to, but it's non-existent right now.
Okay. Well, I got a question here because I finally got another bisexual male in the room here.
Yeah.
At least on the show. So obviously in the gay community, there are, we use terminology for types. And I don't know about you physically, but I know about your rendered avatar version. And I know that you yourself are a large man in real life.
Yes.
Kind of got that bear vibe.
Yes.
Now, so does your macrophilia translate into your real world relationships, i.e. are the guys that you find yourself attracted to what we would call twinks or...
No.
That's another term, otters.
No. I honestly, and I know it sounds cliche, and I know it sounds really stupid, it's about personality. It's about a give and take. It's, I like whoever I want to be with. It has to be even ground.
No, that's not cliche. And I think my favorite term, although it gets overused, sapiosexual and or demisexual, the idea of connecting with the person is much more important than what they look like or even what gender they are.
Right. Or what stereotype they fit into. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. You know.
Exactly.
Luminous beings are we, not this crude matter, because I just needed another Star Wars reference in here today.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break so we can all gather our thoughts and so we can hear from our sponsor, Yoga Bling Boutique.
If you're looking for unique and eye-catching foot jewelry, you'll fall in love with Yoga Bling Boutique. Our unique line of toe rings and anklets are gorgeous conversation pieces that make heads turn. Visit yogablingboutique.com for exotic toe rings, anklets, and socks that caress your lovely feet like a glove. We are on Facebook as Yoga Bling Boutique FB. Also look for us on Instagram as Yoga Bling Boutique. Your feet deserve jewelry from Yoga Bling Boutique. For more information, go to yogablingboutique.com.
And we're back. Thanks so much to our sponsor, Yoga Bling Boutique. And thanks so much to our amazing guest, John. I meant to do that when we first came on, but I was so distracted by how interesting you are.
Please, I'm not interesting.
But I forgot to thank you for taking the time.
No, thank you. This is so fun. It really is cool.
Well, and okay, so
you were late coming back after the break for the off-audio stuff. I know stuff about John that you don't know.
Did he show you himself rubbing his nipples?
No, we didn't talk about that. I keep that for myself. Come on.
Well, we're talking about rubbing nipples in the break, so. Gosh, I feel so bad for our audience. They miss so much.
They do. And one day we are going to bang out the outtake show sometime in season 4, maybe.
Yeah.
And either we're going to lose our entire audience or they're just going to demand more. And I think they're going to demand more.
I think so,
the
too.
Stuff that happens off the air is always epic.
God,
I remember there was an episode where we had more off the air than we had on the air.
I know. And it's not like we really hold back now, you know?
No, we don't. So, you know, listen to this and go, dear God, what do they talk about? Dog orgies? No, actually, we talked about that on the air.
Yeah.
Well, so tell me what you know about John then that I don't know.
I'm not telling because I don't know if it's something John's going to tell. But
no,
We're going to turn it over to John because I know he had a thought process that we, as we do, derailed.
So rudely interrupted.
I love the interruptions.
We do that. But so you're, picture it, Sicily, 1924. You're learning to render.
See, and it's just, I don't even know the timeline. I don't know where it got, because I knew I got a lot of commissions in Art Drawn, and I started doing rendering, and then my buddy Tasty Tiny and I figure out how to render. There's a program called FaceGen, where you can render and make it look sort of like the people. I mean, it's nothing as fantastic as like a Pixar or whatever, but it does it pretty good.
Pixar
is George Lucas's money, and we're, you know, working steps.
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to give our audience a huge treat today, because I have a wonderful rendition of is that what it's called? Did I use that right?
A render,
Okay. Of John on on the of Top Toes producing the episode, and John and I hovering over him like all of our glory.
Somehow in this render, I have to be the tiny.
John and I decided.
I don't know you. I don't
in the giant and giantess fetish, and I don't. So I am going to say, at least from the perspective I view it, this is not me as a tiny, as a shrunken person. This is me at normal height, and you two as giants, giantess.
Right. And if you look at it, that's what it looks like.
When you look at it, you can easily tell that the person at the board is 6'1".
Exactly. Yes. So.
Yeah. So.
But. Back on my train of thought, so I could make people look like people, and that just opened whole new worlds. And then I started getting art, and then I would try to mimic the art. You know, somebody would draw something, and I still love drawn art. Drawn art is just so awesome. And that led into one of my friends who's like me and didn't have any talent, but he was good with Photoshop, started doing montages. So it just created this entire big community, literally and figuratively, of people who are into this. And it's just really fun because, like, even today I got to render somebody I never rendered before. And it's fun finding out that other people are into this.
I always brag about, like, the foot community, right? That we're like a tiny bunch, and I mean it's thousands of people, but you know, I've always wondered if other communities are kind of the same. And I mean, I'm looking at your page and all the people that are tagged and all the different scenes, right, that you have with all these different wonderful people. I can see why people would gravitate towards that. I can see how awesome it is. I mean, you did one, or I think you did this one for your birthday.
Which one?
It was the 50.
Oh yeah, that one was from. Well, and that's there's three friends I have: Armageddon, Gigantic Beast, and me. We call ourselves, and Gigantic Beast termed it the Three Amigos, because yes, it's like, and it's funny because it's like a pissing contest of who could be the biggest. So for a birthday present for everybody this year, I made them the biggest. And a couple of the other people are, they like being the tiny. So, and it's just fun. But
really good. It's really good.
Thank you.
So you were going to talk to us about VR.
Oh, yes. So with the montages and everything, I have a Samsung phone, and I'm not to the cult level that Apple people are, but I do love Samsung products. My dishwasher, TV, and everything is Samsung. Well, if you remember correctly, a couple years ago, they came out with the Gear VR and the Gear 360. So I'm like, oh, cool. I can do 360 camera. And once you look at that in the VR glasses, if you have any kind of size fetish at all, you're in heaven. So I made a bunch of videos just walking around with it. And my one buddy who liked the tiny stuff was just like, oh my God, it's so awesome. But it was fun. And I have a friend in Spain. Yeah, I think he's in Spain. He's actually working on a VR game about giants.
Yeah. It's not going to be too long if you've got the right, well, at this point, the right phone, and some of the VR software, that you're going to be able to do what you do now in the render world in the AR world.
Oh, and I cannot wait.
Where you're using real landscape, real walking around the house, walking around whatever, and then changing stuff in the AR environment where you're either increasing your perspective view or decreasing the size of elements in it. It's going to be pretty amazing.
I'm looking forward to it. I just got a new computer this year because the stuff I was doing was on the oldest piece of crap computer. And it would take, to have a decent render, it would take 24 hours at least.
And you're talking about a flat still image.
It wasn't even that great. And it was so funny. I'm like, the first thing I did when I got my laptop was took the highest image that I had on that computer and I tried to render it on here, and it did it in an hour.
Oh,
and
wow.
I'm like, wow. But it's just, I'm looking forward to, I'm trying to dabble into animation, but that still is so memory intensive And it just, but I really want to do green screen and film something and make something really fun. I really think that would be fun.
I think you keep saying, like, you're just so humble because you keep saying, you know, that, but I think you're so talented. I think it's going to turn out great and sooner than you think. I think.
I hope. I just, and it's funny, the bigger the group gets, and I mean, what's awesome is I hope that I can consider as part of our stupidity group.
Stupidity?
I'm all for it.
It brings me to a point that kind of dovetailed off something you and Annie were both saying. So she said the foot community is, you know, and you said your community is, and I've looked at a lot of your renders, and at least the way you portray yourself in your renders, you work barefoot. So do you have that dovetail? Do you have that crossover, or do you play to that crossover between those two communities?
I do.
Where does that fall for you?
I do placate to that. And I think that's how I was introduced to it. I mean, I've always liked feet, and I'm the better.
So the feet came first.
Yes.
And then it.
But I always knew bigger was better. I always knew.
See, I'm little, but I have big feet. I mean.
Yeah, you are.
So
scale you up, and you are just the perfect giantess for John.
Yeah,
I mean, yeah, you scale your diminutive height and giant, well, not giant, but at large feet for that height, up into a giantess frame, and, you know, you're talking aircraft carrier feet. Sorry, girl. Well, I mean, I'm over here in the aircraft carrier feet in the real world, and then John's got me beat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm 16, so yeah.
Jesus. Yeah, so, okay, so give us your real life size and then your favorite size to be in the community.
And again, a lot. Well, my real life size is I'm 6 foot. I'm about 320 right now, size 16 feet. I did, and I'll just say this, I just had surgery where I had my right foot amputated, the bottom of my leg. So that was a mind fuck for me because, you know, me and feet, but that's all good. And that's why in a lot of my renders, you'll see me in a wheelchair.
I did see that. So I wasn't around for when you had your surgery, but I did see that, on your page. And then after that, I did see that either you or your buddies were doing the renders in the wheelchair. So I thought it was pretty cool. I mean, that's really genuine.
Yeah, no. And it just, and I can't be honest about everybody and everybody's beautiful and everything if I'm not happy with myself.
We got to get you a skin for your renders of some sort of amazing Mecha Godzilla prosthetic for the 1 foot.
Oh no, that's what I was joking with one of my friends. I'm like, he's like, oh, we got to hang out and everything. Cause you know how people are after a surgery. It's like, you haven't talked to him for 5 years. So then it's like, oh, I want to hang out. It's like, not right now, but
that's true.
I'm like,
the worst possible time to visit you.
Yeah. But I was joking with him. It's like, well, hopefully I'll have my prosthetic. I'm like, hell, by the time I see you again, I'll probably be more machine than man and pull my inner Darth Vader. I'm more machine than man.
Yeah, you got you too here with the Star Wars stuff. Oh my gosh.
I'm a geek wholeheartedly.
Airtime versus record time. Social media based on record time has been ablaze with the fact that it was the 44th anniversary of the release of Star Wars. So if you're on any platform, you're just like inundated at this moment.
Oh, yeah. You know what? Again, I'm showing my age. I can probably say, and I challenge any of your listeners, I saw every single Star Wars film in the theater first run.
Wow. The only person I know who can tie you with that is one of our prior guests, Miss Bliss.
And I take pride with that. It was I was 6 years old, and I remember even what theater we saw Star Wars at. And I was obsessed with C-3PO, and I don't know why, because he just irritates me now.
Yeah, you think you were obsessed with Chewbacca.
Yeah, I was. Trust me, I did some deep research.
The late Peter, the late Peter Mayhew, all 7'3" of them.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite size to be in your renders? Is it just be the biggest guy there? No. Or
it's of the situation, because I know everybody has different things. Me personally, I don't like the mega, but some people like that, so I'll do that and it's fun. But I personally like the double to triple size.
Okay. So you're not doing King Kong Godzilla?
I have, and you'll see renders and other stuff of that. And other art, mostly other art of that. But yeah, no.
Your favorite size to be is
like 15 to 20.
See, I feel like, I dabble in the world just a little bit. And I feel like my favorite renders are the ones where, you know, they're slightly bigger, where I can actually hold them and, you know, do stuff with them, not. Where I blink and they die,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah, you get a lot of people doing they're not really rendered, the more Photoshop type work where you're sitting on an entire city.
Right.
Yeah, like one toe squishes the Empire State Building, and you know.
Yeah.
So, and for me, that's can't not interact fun.
With the tinies at that point.
Right. Exactly.
Your dandruff is bigger than the tinies.
Yeah. Okay. Like somebody said something about me. Like I was like, I'm really sad because I can't, you know, one of my posts, like I can't, I'm squishy, I'm killing these people. I'm really sad and I'm crying or something. And somebody posted like, yeah, and your big wet tears are falling on and drowning everyone. I was like, okay, I don't like that.
Yeah, it's like, you're taking the fun away from it from me.
I mean, I understand, you know, some people just want to die at my feet and I'm good with that too. Like, for a little bit, but I think I enjoy, like, and I hate to say this, but it's more like a baby, you know, like,
yeah, I think that,
like, well, I can carry right them around
of the size range John's talking about, where
yeah,
you can pick up a person and they're a person in your hand, they're just a small person, you know, maybe teddy bear sized,
right? I think palm size, like action figure size, is good too, but that's only for specific things, you know.
So what are they good for? What is the palm size?
Yeah,
man good for?
Jeez, what could they be good for?
What is G.I. Joe good for?
What could they ride? I don't know. Believe it or not, I don't get into the dirty. I know I talk a good story in getting into the dirty, but it's just, and it makes me sound so dominant, which I'm not, but it's the power and the making them feel safe. And it's just, it's that power, you know what I mean? Where you're in control and they're happy about it.
See, and I've said this before, that I like doing the giantess stuff because a lot of it is not sexual. I mean, it is, you know, it's a fetish, but there isn't anything graphic. Like a lot of the times the videos that I make or content that I produce is like that, like nurturing or caring or just kind of being silly, like the most basic things, you know, they ride around and I put them in my underwear drawer and they do whatever they do in there, but I don't know about it. And, you know, and it's a whole lot less, I don't know, it's more innocent.
Yes. It
it's
is.
More innocent.
Less about what is the act and more about what is the feel, the thought, the emotion in some senses.
It's more real. And I think because a lot of fetishist people treat life like it's a 24/7 orgy, and I don't have the energy for that. I want to keep it not real, but you know what I mean? It's like, how would they act in this everyday situation? And I think that's more fun. I think that it's kind of exciting. And then you can get home and have the fun, you know?
It's like foreplay.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Okay, so what would you say to someone feeling weird or abnormal? I mean, you've had, you know, I know that you said the last couple of years has been where you've been mostly into it, but you've known about this all your life. So how did you come to terms with, like, okay, this is what it is, this is what I like, and I'm not ashamed of it?
I think it's society in general that made me learn that. I think you just have to be happy with yourself. And I mean, between my health issues and that kind of stuff, it's just, you know what? These feelings I'm having, it's me, and I'm proud to be me, you know? And it's amazing seeing other people coming to me doing the same.
So do you have younger people reaching out to you about this?
I do. I and so many other people make it the 18 and over. I think the youngest person that I chat with on a regular basis is 24.
And so, I just bet, because, you know, it takes a lot of people, a lot of us, so long to figure it out.
Oh, yeah.
I think that if I saw someone, you know, as cool as you and as open, I think I'd want to reach out and be like, hey, yeah, like, this is, you know.
I think we all need or needed our elders in the community. I'm not sure I ever particularly had one because, it, you know, it takes a while to find the community.
It did. Yeah, I was a late bloomer. And I know it sounds horrible. I don't want to be that guy. I don't want to be that guy. I don't have children for that reason. My dog is enough of a headache for me. And it was hard enough for me to find my own. I don't want to be there and help somebody else find their own.
So you're not looking to be a mentor?
No.
Okay.
That's honest, and the honesty, yeah, is respectable. Yeah.
No, and the closest to mentorship is just being honest with myself. I want other people to be honest with themselves, and if people see that and then they can be honest, yay. If they turn to me and say, "Oh, how did you do it? How did you do it?" I'm like, "I just did it." It's like,
you know what? I think I can understand you more because Top Toes is kind of a mentor in the community. Like, a lot of the, you know, foot models and nylon models and fetish models come to him for advice and promotion and all this stuff. And he's really kind with that. But I'm not so much. Like, I don't take the new foot models under my wing and teach them everything I know. I really don't.
I think I know. I think we kind of just skirted around the idea of why. Because both of you are definitely 21st century entrants into the respective scenes.
Yeah.
And I've been trying to find a foothold, pardon the pun, in any sort of community since before there was an internet. So I came up through a lot of different things that didn't involve Instagram or Tumblr or anything. Right. Even going back older to like AOL chat rooms.
Oh, geez.
I was around before any of that. And so
you would have to go to those CD stores that you had to pay a dollar entrance fee.
No, they just played regular old porn. So, you know, it was the world of magazines, and then eventually VHS, and then eventually DVD.
Yeah.
I had a mystery to ask you about it. So wait. once I became part of a world where people would ask about it, I was more than happy to answer because I had been trudging along for so long.
But see, I think both, and I can't speak for you guys, but I think we've all known this our entire lives. So, I mean, we know what we're talking about. I just say I'm saying you're a better person for putting up with it than I am.
No, just
no, I don't see that.
Simply a different perspective, simply a different life experience. I don't think there's a judgment to me just who's better because.
Hey, okay, well, let me put it to you like this. What about if a shout out page comes to you and is like, hey, how do you girls to send you exclusives? That's the kind of thing that I think John and I deal with, that we're looking at it differently, you know, because that kind of shit will annoy you.
There's been a few people who've done pages similar to mine and wanted some pointers. And, you know, the first one I do is find your own identity.
Which is exactly what John is saying. Like, you're just going to have to figure it out. Like, and then kind of go from there.
Who've just been a genuine person and we strike up a conversation. And if a few tips slip there, it doesn't bother me. Oh. And the ones who are just asking for the sake of, well, how to do this? How to do this? And like, so basically your question is, how do I get the amount of followers you do? My answer would basically be cooler than you are right now. And of course you can't say that. So then they annoy me.
Why not? You should say that. No, and if you look at my Instagram, there are a vast amount of people, and most of those people are people who approach me with questions like that. Now, the people who want me to hold their hand and say what kind of giant they should be or what kind of tiny they should be.
Yeah,
that's not for me.
Yeah, that drives me
crazy. But if I shot you a message and said, dude, which software are you using? Or, you know,
that in a heartbeat. Yeah. I'm like, and that's how I've learned what I've learned is people tell me that stuff when I ask, but that's asking a direct question. That's not mentorship. Right. That's like,
and I've had people that are like, hey, what is your entire business plan? Like in those almost exact words. And I'm like,
oh, Jesus Christ,
fucking business. Like, first of all, I don't have a fucking business plan. And second, like if I did, I wouldn't get like, what do you mean? Like,
Line one, don't tell other people your business plan. It's the first rule of Fight Club.
Right.
Yeah, so I think I know where John's getting at, and I think the kind of people that Top Toes would mentor, I don't think it would be someone that's trying to, like, you know, you had that guy that copied absolutely everything that you did.
Right, and of course, like, so many more of the people I interact with are female, and, you know, it's models wanting to honestly know the male foot fetishist's perspective, because they can't truly know it. And they come in earnest. You know, they're not just like, how do I cash in?
Right. That's what I get the most.
You get the ones who just want to cash in.
Oh, yeah.
So John, you do commission work then? Is that?
I don't charge.
Okay.
No, I don't.
Otherwise, we'd be linking his Patreon.
Right. And it just, honestly, I want to do it because it's fun for me. And I mean, could I use the money? Sure. Who couldn't? But
right.
I think if I put my passion in something, and if somebody describes something that they want to see and they put their passion in it, I think it's more fun to do. I think I'm not judging anybody that does things for money, and I subscribe to people's OnlyFans or Patreons or whatever, but for me, it doesn't work that way. The second you
monetize it,
money makes it a job.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm like, not to get, if I don't feel like doing something, I don't want to feel obligated to do it. And that sounds like a prick, but I don't think I could do a good job if I was like forcing myself to do it.
I don't think you sound like a prick.
But gives you the opportunity to pick and choose. This is something that speaks to me, and I want to put my passion and energy into it.
Right. Right. And
Without a deadline.
without a deadline. And
yeah. No, I try to be very quick. I do try to be very quick. And then it's funny, one of my best friends is one of these people that's a perfectionist. And he'll want this change, or I'm like, or that change. And it's frustrating to me, but I know it makes him happy, so I still do it. I'm sorry if that didn't go off topic there, but it just...
No, gosh, no. Yeah.
Topic? Have we had one yet?
Dogs.
I mean, you did mention owning a German Shepherd, so that's...
It's giving me ideas. I'm sorry, that's wrong. I rescind that statement. Mm.
We did already broach that taboo. I'm not sure we're really ready to breach it.
Yeah.
Well, so let's go back to, you know, the foot fetish a little bit, since we are, you know, that's...
Thank you for reading, you know, my mind.
We're a little bit...
Oh, the topic of the show.
Biased in that area.
Yes. Right.
Although this is macrophilia month, it still owe those toes. So.
Yes.
So is it okay? So like top, you know, he's bi, but he doesn't like men's feet. He likes women's feet. So is there something? So from the giant and the giantess perspective, like when you're thinking about women, do you like the little women, or do you want a giant woman, giant woman? And same with feet, like,
yes and yes, yes to all of the above. again,
sorry, I did ask a lot at once.
Again, it's all about the personality, it really is. There's something so crazy that drives me mad about rubbing somebody's soul with a giant finger. There's just something so crazy about that. That just, it's, you were talking about the nipple thing before. I would rub my nipples thinking about that. But
so that's nipple rubbing inducing.
It is. It is. But it's like that for everything.
But women's feet or?
Oh, yeah, both.
Both. Okay, both. Okay.
Both.
But so when you're smaller, though, like you're in a smaller role, then the man is giant or the woman is giant, doesn't matter.
No, I like that. I like to put my whole body into it and work it. Yeah, I'm like, you guys say I'm interesting. I'm really not. I'm just, a lot of stuff makes me happy and some stuff doesn't. It's, that's me.
But that's all interesting. That way. But yeah.
We run a podcast because we're interested in learning what makes people rub their nipples, I guess.
Okay, and you know what?
That's now like the buzzword for it.
That's the standard. That's exciting, but is it nipple rubbing exciting?
Right, that's exciting, but is it nipple worthy? Like, is it nipple rubbing worthy? Oh, God, I can't believe I said that.
Okay, so back to your question. Big, small, all nipple worthy.
Okay, all right.
And male, female.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. You give me anything and I'll be happy with it. As long as it feels right.
All right. So then as long as you're connecting with the person. And,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I get that. So I wanted to go back at the beginning. You talked about the growing, right? So there's so many different versions of macrophilia. So you mentioned that vor is not your thing.
No.
The cruel, like, ending in death and squishing and crushing and all of that is not swallowing. Your thing.
Yeah, no.
Yeah.
If you want to talk about John's number one nipple-inducing moment.
Okay.
I almost feel like that needs, like, its own break. Like, if we were a clip TV show.
Yeah.
You'd say that. And then there's,
you want to be that asshole who throws in the commercial? Like,
it's John's number one nipple-inducing moment.
Yes.
right after this break.
No breaks. Go to it.
No breaks. Unaware growth. Unaware growth is so hot. And somebody not knowing why they're growing. And growing out of their clothes and not fitting in their you know what I mean? It's just not fitting.
I've never heard of that.
There's two visuals on this running through my head. One is Alice in Wonderland, and the other is The Incredible Hulk.
More The Incredible Hulk than Alice in Wonderland. Alice in Wonderland was too quick. I like gradual. I like slow. I like being confused of what's happening to you. I think that's awesome. I don't want to be like, zinc, I'm a miniature. Zinc, everything around me is miniature. No.
Also, I think Alice's clothes, well, at least Disney, and I don't know how the book.
The clothes grew, too.
The clothes grew with her, so there wasn't, that
she did burst out of the house, though.
Right.
Which
the part that it was the unaware part. Yeah, at least the first time she eats the cake, she doesn't know what the heck's going to happen.
Right.
And what is this funny feeling happening to me? The Incredible Hulk is definitely the ripping right through the clothes.
Yes. But then
that
his mind
kinda turned
off. It is. It really is.
Yeah.
But
you want to be an aware Hulk.
Yeah, I want an aware Hulk.
Yeah, you want an aware Hulk. Okay.
An aware Hulk.
So, well, I've never heard the term unaware growth. I mean, it's kind of self-explanatory a little bit. I was going to ask, like, explain it to us. What does that mean?
Saying it, and then yeah, it makes perfect sense.
You must not be on Coiled Fist, because that's one of the tabs you can click.
What the heck? Coiled Fist? What is that?
Oh, come on. You had a giant month and you didn't know what Coiled Fist is?
No,
well,
we do not.
Wow. No, this is Giant Month. We're starting it right now, remember?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah, it's
you love how I saved that one?
They didn't
that
bring that
good.
Up. So you're going to.
Coiledfist.org. It's full of stories and art and everything about size and dimension. It's basically, it's been around forever. And some of the best stories I've ever read have been on there. I posted some of my art on there. I'm kind of lazy with that. But yeah, there's awesome art. There's awesome stories. There's links to videos, links to websites.
Wow, okay. See, coming from from the foot community, we get asked, women get asked to do giantess quite a bit. It's always like lifting the foot and crushing. That's the majority of, like, you know, the things that I see within our community. You were actually one of the, I think I had seen a couple of giants before, but you're the one that caught my eye. And I don't think, and I was talking to Top Toes about this, but I don't think you realize that I'd been following you for a while before I even reached out to you.
Stalker.
I do like a stalker. I just wish I wasn't on the third floor. I would put a bush out with a little peephole in it. I'm fine with that. Stalkers excite me.
I can't say that I feel the same at all.
No, I don't feel the same. I'm joking, and I feel bad for anybody who's ever been stalked. I can joke about it, but it's not funny.
Well, I mean, I've never actually, you know, been stalked in real life. It's more like an online stalking kind
of
thing.
Which is
so,
still
yeah.
creepy. And yeah.
Yeah. But no, I did. I followed you for a while because you're the first giant really that I came across that caught my eye. So a lot of what other things can you teach
She's
us
saying
about?
You got a sexy beanpole.
honestly, geez, where do you start? On Coiled Fist is pretty much the main hub. It really is. Because I think, honestly, going back, that's where I learned everything. Because I was a member of that for, God, over a decade. And I never read it. I never submitted anything until the last couple of years. And I think that's how I was introduced to Discord and that kind of stuff.
I used to role play with a guy, and I mentioned this in the last episode, I think, that I used to role play with a guy who liked me to be slightly bigger, but it wasn't like a giant. It was more like the growing thing. It was like he wanted me to stretch, you know, and be like, oh, I don't know what's happening. Like, I'm stretching and my foot is going like the way that he painted, the picture that he painted was like, if my foot was a water balloon and I would step on it, like put weight on it, and then it would start to like kind of overflow and kind of like squish out a little bit. And then I discovered that I was made of rubber and I could stretch my limbs out to as big or as little as I wanted. I can be as tall or as short as I wanted. And he used to really be turned on during that stretching period where I was trying to figure it out. And we had a lot of stories, like, I mean, I went to the chiropractor and they were giving me a massage and my back started stretching, you know, like crazy things.
That's kind of cool. I'm not lying. That's kind of good.
it was fun. But I understood it so little then. But we played it quite a bit, so I must have been doing something right. But I do get a lot of the shrinking and growing, and we talked with Queen Lucy about the shrink ray and the, what was the book? The magic, right? We're using magic to, you know, expand and shrink and all that. So do you have any like favorite things that you like to, or ways to grow? Or, I mean, is that?
I have geek friends who love Dungeons and Dragons. So with them, we use magic. I've got geeky friends who like science, so that's why sometimes I have renders and stuff in a lab.
Any transporter malfunctions?
Oh, yes, I have. I did a really cool render for my buddy Ba where he had a TV that if you went through, you were the size of whatever screen you came out of.
Like in Willy Wonka?
Yes.
Right? Because he went through the TV.
Yeah. So I did one where he was jumping through his big screen TV in his loft and he was coming out of my cell phone. And then you see me coming out of a movie theater, a big screen theater.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, that it just sounds so cool. So what's your favorite way to be?
Honestly, that was probably my favorite. That's probably been my favorite because there you're sort of in control and you can still have the unaware. And it's like, oh, wait, that's how it works. And, you know, like if you accidentally touch a TV and then your hand comes out of your phone and it's like, whoa, what, you know, it could be fun. But magic, special food. Like a mystical recipe. It's all fun.
What's your favorite thing to do with a tiny?
I'm a big bear hugger.
I
love just giving big hugs. And I know that sounds dorky, but
it's adorable.
It is. I'm sorry. I like the cuteness of it. Somebody did an art piece the other day, and it was so cute. And I have another one coming up that's just so adorable. And it's like, my renders aren't adorable, but some of the art that I get is.
Yeah. And so other than the hugging, tell us your favorite story. Like, do you keep them?
We take care of each other. They help me deal with being huge, and I help do stuff and protect them for being little. It's a give situation. It's really fun. It's very cool. You know, it's like when you get frustrated, they treat you to, like, I don't know. You know, they make you feel better about you and you make them feel better and safe. And it's just a nice little story. And
everybody feels smurfy in the end.
Exactly. So we Murph Miss Murphette.
We asked our last guest how he felt about the whole Gargamel Smurf dynamic.
It's creepy. Don't trust the Belgians. I went to Brussels and they had a museum where they wanted to show me Smurf shit.
Thank you for remembering that. Well before there was a cartoon, the Smurfs were a weird just little import toy that made no sense.
Yeah.
From freaking Belgium.
Really? Excellent. I didn't know that.
Oh, go to Excellent. Brussels. There's a whole museum on the Grand Plots.
Yeah, Gargamel was added for the cartoon. Originally, it was just a whole bunch of weird little blue rubber miniatures that made no sense. I owned plenty of them.
I did too.
I maybe owned Smurfette. I didn't really own too many Smurfs.
Well, Smurfette, that's its own thing. I mean, when you take Gargamel out of the Smurfs, then it's just some sort of male orgy fantasy. So...
Okay.
Or maybe it's just a children's cartoon and we're going to move on.
Right. But so how about, you know, I mean, we said Gargamel was added, but he's creepy. And they never really showed the Smurfs interacting with the rest of the regular sized world. So not a great giantess macrophilia.
Yeah. Other than the movies with Neil Patrick Harris just horrible.
Oh, that's right. God. That's
terrifying.
No. Oh,
you haven't seen them, Top? You haven't seen
them?
No. They're not very good. Yeah, they're not very good.
We'll ask John. So how about some good media? Not media. We've done a series of episodes where our fetish accidentally ends up in Hollywood. So how about yours?
Yeah.
You know what? I am yet to see something really good. When I was a kid, I saw Amazing Colossal Man. That was good.
One of our guests talked about Attack of the 50-Foot Woman.
I thought that was good. It was cheesy and schmaltzy and fun. I liked it. I guess that's as good as you can get. I'm sick of everybody talking about the stupid cartoon with the canary.
I don't know it.
Me neither.
It's like, what is it? The cat and the canary. They keep eating like Miracle-Gro. And they... to outsize each other, and it ends up they're both the size of the planet.
Yeah, no, never saw
that.
Oh my
gosh, you started to say
cat and canary, and I'm like, our generation, that's just Sylvester and Tweety.
And that's exactly what I was thinking.
No, it wasn't Sylvester and Tweety. It wasn't Sylvester and Tweety. I think it was a Tex Avery cartoon. So I think it was MGM.
I'll have to look that up.
Yeah. At Honey, I Shrunk the Kids, yawn.
Well, because they're shrinking down and you want
but
them
then
to grow, right?
Grow up the kids, but then you've got a giant baby.
It's a toddler.
Yeah, right, yeah, that's exactly. Not fun. And no. Downsizing could have been interesting, but it wasn't.
Downsizing was...
Matt Damon.
Where they take... I think I caught like the last human... I think this is the movie we're talking about, where they make a choice where they can take some type of pill or something and they can live in a small world.
Yes.
I thought that was the Matrix.
No. That's a red Matrix. Pill. We're talking about the blue pill.
Oh. You take the red pill, you go to the Matrix. You take the blue pill, you go to Tiny World.
Yes.
What did I know?
Well, I remember that for this particular movie, my husband was watching it and I don't recall if it was Matt Damon or not, but the couple had decided they were going to give everything up in the regular size world, take whatever thing or go through whatever process they need to go through so that they can be little and live in a small world and live a better life and all this stuff. And then he ends up taking it and she doesn't.
Right. She is Kristen Wiig.
Okay. So it is that one. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, how do you feel about like the X-Men movies? Because, you know, like, you've got like in comics, I mean, you've got like Colossus and, you know,
I do like that. That's fun. It's hard because Hollywood doesn't make it to excite. I mean, I thought the Hulk would be good, but those two movies sucked.
At least Hulk and the Avengers was slightly better. The
yeah
change of actors, and I love Oh God, the original. Well, Lou Ferrigno, of course.
I met him. He's awesome.
Yeah.
Oh.
But then the later one was what's his name from Fight Club, Edward Norton.
And yeah, that was.
It didn't translate.
Oh no! Yeah.
And the new one's better, but it's really just CGI man, and it's obvious that it's CGI man.
Right. It's not exciting. I don't know. There's that borderline.
When Annie was talking about her stretchy, odd permutation on the giantess fetish thing, of course I'm thinking not specifically Mr. Fantastic from the Fantastic Four, but more specifically
Plastic Man
from the old DC comics, and then a lot of us learned about it in the Super Friends. And then if you remember later seasons of the Super Friends, they brought in an extra character, Apache Chief.
Oh yeah.
Who grew by his magical words.
Yes. Remember the Super Friends? Wonder Woman and Apache Chief and a bunch of them turned into giants.
No.
There is an episode that I remember Wonder Woman.
An episode of television and film that you actually seem excited about. So go.
Yes. No, it just, I don't remember much about it, but all I remember was Wonder Woman stomping around and Batman and Superman had to stop her. It was kind of cool.
So I have a vague memory of something like that, but it was He-Man. He somehow, I mean, through, you know, whatever magical powers they had, ends up really big, and they're trying to get him to not destroy everything, but he's kind of a klutzy.
And I do like that. I like the klutzy not being able to handle it. That's kind of cool.
Right. So it wasn't intentional. He was just this, I mean, because he's supposed to be a hero, like he's a prince of whatever, you know.
Right.
I can't remember, but
Eternia. Come on.
Oh God.
So did She-Ra save him?
No, I don't think She-Ra. You know what? I don't remember. I was like, I don't know.
Six, I know that's or seven. Okay.
I don't.
All right, you're talking about my age with the Super Friends, and
I don't know the Super Friends. I can't say that I know.
Oh God, they were the best.
That was Filmation or Hanna-Barbera?
That was Hanna-Barbera.
That's right. That's how Batman could show up on Scooby-Doo.
Yep, and Ted Knight deep in the heart of the League of Justice.
Wow, Ted Knight might be the reason I'd like to do the whole broadcasty thing.
Yeah,
because that original voiceover is just like, yeah, part of my universe totally. Meanwhile, at the Hall of Justice,
right, the Legion of Doom.
So nothing fun for you out there.
No, I like the art and the stories of people within the community. I someday, some way, maybe somebody will make something good.
Maybe that'll be you.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah. You're like, yeah, we knew that guy when he first started.
go and become what Tarantino is to our scene for your scene in Hollywood.
Yes. Oh, God, yes.
Now the technology is caught up with.
It should be so much easier. Yeah, so much easier. So how... So I was going to ask, assuming that you had a really good, you know... movie or show or something, how open are you like with your friends and family in real life about your fetish? Is it something that you have to hide or that you choose to keep private?
If I'm asked, I talk about it. If not, I don't.
Yeah, it doesn't seem like one that would accidentally come out just because.
Well, I was going to say if there was like a good movie or a show that he got excited about, or if when he was a kid, he's constantly gravitating towards these things.
No.
I as a mother would have noticed, you know, like.
I don't think I did, because growing up, I was a pretty normal kid. I was all about Star Wars and playing with action figures and that kind of stuff. So.
But you were not like.
You already playing said you're not stepping.
Well, I was going to say, were you playing with your action figures like, you know.
No, I was creating stories. I was creating stories. I saw the greatest t-shirt. It's the Star Wars logo. And it doesn't say Star Wars. It says pew, 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 pew. That was me as a kid. That's me as a kid. And my brother and sister make fun of me every time I do the pew, 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 pew.
I remember seeing something that was just, it was like the late 70s or early 80s. It's a still from the action figure commercial. And like, I think it's for Empire Strikes Back because I got the ad at. And it's just the two little boys playing with them. And the caption is Dave Filoni and the other guy, the formative years.
Yeah, no kidding. And I was one of those kids where I was pissed off that one of my wealthy friends had the Death Star and I didn't.
I just remember like all of your friends at each, it was like everyone was required to have one Stormtrooper action figure because your mother wouldn't buy you two or three of the same figure. You have
that. Oh, right.
So
right.
In order to do anything, you had to get together with your friends and maybe the four of you had four Stormtroopers.
I was one of the lucky kids who had Boba Fett.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, see, in our family, my mom would buy like the action figure, but then she wouldn't buy the bad guy. So then you just have this cool, you know, like the good guy and then nothing to fight with or battle with. And so.
Hey, let's hang out.
Yeah, I always had like the weird mishmash and like you using the one random figure from the cantina scene as a bad guy you're making up in your mind. Because they need figures for everything. Wait,
did you guys ever use a wine opener as a bad guy? Because it looked like a, you know, the two-handle wine opener?
The angel wing style one.
Yes.
Yeah.
I always use that as a bad guy.
No, my brother used to steal my Barbies and use them as like, you know, he was part of the He-Man Woman Haters Club. So he like would beat the women.
Yeah, but if he's that generous, the boys action figures have been reduced to now the 5.5 and the Barbie is a 12-inch doll.
So he's the little guy beating up the giant doll.
Yeah, so boom, we got giantess fetish right there with your brother's toys. So,
Did you guys see my big guy? Oh my gosh, why am I blanking out on his name? What is his name? The one I did on my toes. Top toes, tell me.
Well, oh, BB-8?
The Sith, no. What was his name? What's his name? Oh my gosh.
I remember your BB-8 pedicure because I remember you got all freaked out when you accidentally ruined it with
knives. Oh, I ruined it three fucking times.
But
three
I don't remember what the other times. One you did was.
I did the, oh God.
Darth Maul, Kylo Ren. Darth Maul.
I did Darth Maul, yes. So the Darth Maul figure that I have, that's the right size guy that I want.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But all I did the toe. I did his eye on my toe, too.
All right. Now we're finally getting all the way back around again. So Jesus you're talking Christ. About. So your Darth Maul is like almost a 14-inch figurine.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it's a little bit bigger, actually.
Okay. Well, if we call it 24, then it's 2 feet and you're 5 feet.
No.
And you have a 2.5 to 1 ratio.
Yeah. No, he goes all the way almost to my knee. So, yeah.
Okay.
But.
Yeah,
that's 14 inches.
That's my favorite size. Yeah, that's my favorite size, I think. That's perfect. Like, I could lick his face.
there's a beautiful moment I would just love to yank out of this podcast and put back in with no context. Because John said, 14. That's 14 inches. And you said, yeah, that's the perfect size. Without context, that's amazing.
That is. Is it nipple worthy, though?
No, for 14 inch man, not penis. Yeah.
Glad we clarified.
Yeah, yes. that would be my favorite because then I could actually like kind of I don't want to say rough him up, but I could carry him places without completely destroying him. You know, and he's small enough perfect. That I could. Yeah, he's small enough that I could, you know,
feed hide him in your coat.
Yeah, but not
sneak them so in the movies.
Small. Yeah, I could. Yeah.
Trip over him, not accidentally.
I could trip over him and not kill him.
Right.
You know.
Hopefully. Bruise him.
Yeah, but my friend Lomario, shout out to him. He makes a ton of edits for me and he's really good at it, but his size, it's like pinhead. I mean, it's like so tiny. I just can't do anything with those guys. Like I'd have to have like, you know, thousands upon thousands of them to hold in my hand, and it's just too much. Right. Yeah.
Tweezers.
Even then I'd just squish the shit out of them, you know. Yeah, but it is such a fun fetish.
It is. I love it.
Cause any like arousal. It doesn't have a physical response on my end, but I do. It's so much fun. It's definitely. I can't say that I'm gonna try my best to be in that community because I feel like I don't want to usurp anybody else's, you know, space or whatever. But I definitely do enjoy it, and I hope that, you know, we get to see more stuff from you, John.
Oh, and, you will.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And you know, there's always room in that community. That's the whole concept behind it.
Yeah, we were always evolving here. We're always changing. So who knows? Maybe we're going to, I don't know. Top Toes, you're going to let me change the podcast name to Oh, Those Giant Toes?
I'm not sure, but I mean, with us delving into other fetishes, we may have to broaden the concept.
Yeah. We're just so fetishy. It's just going to be in a fetish podcast soon, I'm sure. Yeah. Do you have, John, any other fetishes?
Well, this isn't really a fetish, but this is one of my favorite stories of all time. I used to work in the corporate world, and we had sensitivity training. And the person holding the seminar told me that the only place you can touch another person in the office is on the elbow. And I got fired probably because of it, because I said during the meeting, oh my God, I love elbows. Oh. And I'm like, oh, the wrinkly skin. Oh. She did not find it amusing. So,
wow.
But is that true?
In the history of America to get fired for an inappropriate elbow reaction.
That wasn't the only reason, but
oh god,
you get a hint, you know, from
it's never what you say, it's how you say it. You know?
Yes. And when the vice president of the company, and I'm not going to say which one, was there.
Oh gosh. You know, it's funny that you say elbow because somebody made a comment on our YouTube. Do you remember that comment, Top Toes? I'm not going to say the comment, but they were knocking us for having my feet on YouTube. Right?
Not exactly on point with the show, but okay.
So I was like, well, you know, we thought about, you know, what kind of response we wanted to go with, but it was like, well, what did you want us to have? An elbow cam? I mean, we're a foot fetish podcast. Of course we're going to have a fucking, you know, my feet on camera. What did you want me to just put my elbows in there? So, but I don't know, maybe if John was watching, he would have been completely turned on.
That would excite me. I could send that to the company and say, see, I was telling you.
Oh gosh.
As we wind down, one of our regular questions is what's in your kink bag? But I don't know that any of your fetishes particularly require any outside accoutrement, as it were.
Do you have anything that you...
No, I really don't. I mystery shopped a porn store one time and I had to buy something, so I bought a ball gag.
You've ever used it?
No, I've wanted to.
There's a guy that I know he like does sessions and orders customs from us larger women, and he when he sessions with ladies in the foot community, he uses these anatomically correct dolls that are about a foot and a half big, and they're so realistic. I mean, they look so real. They're very expensive and they look so real, but I imagine he likes to be the big guy in the relationship and uses the little dolls.
Right. That's kind of weird.
Okay. At least I'm not alone being a little creepy, slightly creepy.
I know. I just, what was that movie about the guy who was like married to the blow up doll?
Yes, it's something that came up the other day.
Yeah, that's
somebody in the real doll. in The Real Girl.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and it's just, again, I don't judge them for their fetish. It's Joaquin
Phoenix, right?
So you
right.
So you don't have any little dolls that you keep around?
No. No.
Okay. I know. I guess I'm just a little weird wishful thinking over here.
No, I have a very interesting history on my web browser, but yeah, that's about my excitement.
At least you don't have a sticky teddy bear or anything.
Oh, God.
Yeah. He is the sticky teddy bear.
Ew, ew, ew.
All right. So... where are our followers and listeners going to find you?
My Instagram is huge, HUGEADMR71. And I'm just HUGEADMR on Twitter. And that's where the dirty stuff is. Instagram is pretty wholesome.
All right. Well,
I have to get a Twitter.
The dirty stuff here, so.
I have to get a Twitter.
Oh, I'll send you the renders, the one that we were talking about earlier. I'll send that one to you.
And we'll be linking up both on
our show links page
at othosetoes.team.toptoes.com/showlinks. And for listeners of last week's episode, I will by now have caught up and put up last week's show links as well, which I got a bit delayed. I last 2 weeks. Wow. I'm
don't make me shrink you down.
But don't John, it's been a huge pleasure having you.
This is too much fun. It really was great.
John, I thank you so much. You have been amazing. And I'm so glad that you were so open and were able to give us your giant perspective, which is, I love it. Thank you so much. Thank you
for putting up with all our bad puns and alliterations.
you have a nipply day.
And we thank all our listeners as always. And for those of you masturbating to our voices right now, or even just touching your nipples, you're welcome.
Very welcome.
Like me.